by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Ornamental plants like petunias, begonias, dahlias, and fuchsias will not be able to survive Southeast Alaska's winter, even a mild winter. So, time to prepare them for a hibernation of sorts. With us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Getting a little chilly in the Juneau area. Temperatures have been getting down into the 40s overnight, even got into the mid-30s a few weeks ago in the Mendenhall Valley. We should be taking care of our plants and bringing in the fragile ones, right?
We should be doing that and looking at those that can stay in the ground for a few more weeks or months or however long until the real hard frost hits us.
What are some of the ones that we should be bringing in right now?
So those to be brought in or covered with fleece blankets and otherwise sheltered would be hanging baskets that might have petunias in them, begonias, dahlias. All of those are fairly tender. Well, they're semi-tropical plants, subtropical plants. If they hit 32 degrees, they're probably toast, and or I guess frozen, not toast. But those can be taken in, and again, those are something that we want to save and store, which we have talked about in the past. So the dahlias will they'll look ugly the next morning, and sometimes the begonias too. But those, their roots, their tubers that are in the ground in the pots are still perfectly fine for overwintering.
And how do we do that?
Once that happens, once we get the hard frost that knocks back the foliage, then normally we cut the foliage off, you know, maybe an inch above the top of the plant for something like above the roots for the dahlias. For the begonias, normally their stems, their thick fleshy stems, just snap off the tops of the tubers. The begonias I just bring indoors into my garage, let them dry out a bit before I pull out the tubers to dry and then bag them with color or name labels. For dahlias, there we actually tip them out of the pots and usually hose them down, wash off the soil off those big roots, those big tubers. They can be divided at that time and then stored, or they can be left as a big clump, which will need to be divided in the springtime just because that's too much plant to grow in a pot. Storage of them then can be in some dry sawdust or dry shredded paper or dry straw in something like paper grocery bags or cardboard boxes. Again, label them with whatever your favorite colors and names are, and stored for both begonias and dahlias in a place that does not freeze. So above 40 degrees, ideally. And then probably when we get started with our new programs next spring or late winter, February, March, that's a time when we would be bringing them out, warming them up, and the new sprouts begin.
Anything else that we should do as the temperatures start dropping here?
Fuchsias would be another one of those that, again, they, depending on varieties, they can tolerate a little bit of frost. Again, sometimes all you have to do is bring them up against the house, you know, if they're on your deck or underneath the eaves. And otherwise, possibly bring those inside. Usually for overwintering, we'll strip the leaves off, trim back the stems back to 4 to 8 inches, unless, of course, you're trying to grow a more bushy, shrubby tree form upright fuchsia. Those can go into cooler conditions. Those go in still in the pots. They go into my root cellar for overwintering. And so those can go like below 40 degrees. For storage, and then those need to be checked some during the winter for a little bit of watering so they don't dry out, the roots don't dry out completely.
Okay, Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition. Sign up for the podcast or check out the archive of previous segments from this past spring and summer at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.